Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Tet Amud Bet, at the bottom of the Amud, continuing through our investigation of the impact of one of the Avodot done Shelo Lishma, Itamar. Shchata Lishma Ulizorktama Shelo Lishma. Let's say that you shechted an animal, Lishma, but your intent when doing it, your stated intent when doing it, was to do the Zrikat Adam Shelo Lishma. But that's all the time of the Shechita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Rabbi Shlokesh Amar Kasheras, Rabbi Machloket, between Amorae Eretz Yisrael, the second generation, whether or not it's Pasul or Kasher. What's the reason? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, why? Mechashvin me avoda li avoda, meaning we make an association from one avoda to the next, we attach them. And the reason we do that is the Alfinan me mechshavet pigul, because after all, pigul, the essential problem of Pigul is when you do one of the four avodot almanat to eat the korban outside of its time. That makes it a Pigul, which means that you could attach one act to another and become connected. So if we can apply Pigul to other instances of Kodshim, then that means that if you shecht almanat lizrok shelo lishmo, then it's attached. Why? Because we do not apply pigul, which is a unique halacha, sui generis, to other avodot, and therefore we do not attach one avodah to the other. They're consistent with another ruling. We had this in avodah zarah. If you shecht an animal with the intent to do zrikat adam l'avodah zarah, ulakter chabal l'avodah kochavim, or to burn up at fats l'avodah zarah, Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is asur, as tikrovet avodah zarah. Why? Because machashvim miavodah l'avodah, we attach the thoughts of one avodah to the next, and the second component is yafin chutz bifnim. We infer what we know about bifnim in the mikdash to things that are done outside here for avodah zarah. Why? Ein machashvim miavodah l'avodah. And secondly, and separately, now, why do we need both statements? The answer is both machlokot. If we only had our machloket about shechita lishma, not lizrok the mashal lishma, I would say Bahama Rish Lakish, because I would say that's where Rish Lakish says what he does. Excuse me. If we only had the machloket about avodah zarah, we would say Rish Lakish there says it's disconnected, because maybe his essential disagreement is about chutz min bifnim, to attach what we learn, what we know about the mikdash, to attach it to what we do about avodah zarah. But perhaps he agrees that we learn from pigul to other things bifnim, and it would be asur. And then the opposite is v'yashmin and habahakam Rabbi Yochanan, he ema modi l'Rish Lakish tzrichi. That if I had the opposite, I would say, yeah, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that it is asur, because it's all bifnim. But in the case of avodah zarah, you might agree with Rish Lakish that we don't apply that to things outside of the mikdash. Tzrichi, so we need both. Now, here's a twist. Ki atar Rav Dimi came from Tveria, Tpupadita. Amar, he said, Meitiv Rabbi Yirmiya l'siyu elu Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiya brought a challenge to Rish Lakish's position in order to support Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Ila l'siyu elu Rish Lakish. And Rabbi Ila brought a support to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiya l'siyu elu Rabbi Yochanan. How does that work? Uma b'malka mashim amar, v'ni shochet chutz lizmano shu kasher. Here was his argument. In a situation where you said, I'm shechting this chutz lizmano, which of course is silly because you're doing it when you're doing it. It's valid. But if you shechted it with intent and on condition that you're going to do zrikat adam chutz lizmano, that's a pigul, pasul. So therefore, when you have a situation where the shechita itself with that same machshava is good, but the shechita with that machshava for zrika is no good, but in a situation where you say, I'm shechting a shelo lishmo, it's pasul, so shechato manat lizok tamo shelo lishmo, and odin shei pasul, so certainly if you shecht it with intent to do zrika tadam lishelo lishmo, it should be pasul. Now, matkif lo Rav Bar Ilai. So Rav Bar Ilai said to Rav Dimi, that doesn't work. Why? Malachutz is mano shekin karet, because chutz is mano is pigul. There's karet there, so perhaps there the threshold is higher. Ela Amar Rav Bar Ilai, he fixed it. He said, "Hachikamar." This is what Rav Yirmiya probably said. Uma makom shikma mahareni shochet chutz the mekomo shukasher. Now chutz the mekomo, as we'll see later in the Masachet, is sort of a side, lighter version of chutz lizmano. If you shecht something amanat to be zorakat adam outside of the mikdash, that's pasul but not pigul. So that takes our karet problem away. So shchatom anat lizok tamo chutz mekomo pasul. Makom shem mahareni shochet shalishmo shu pasul. Shchatom anat lizok tamo shalishmo in odin she pasul. It's basically a replica of the previous one, but take out pigul and put in pasul. So Matka Rashi attacked that when it said Mal Chutzim Komo Shekein Noig B'Chol Azvachim. The problem of Chutzim Komo applies to all korbanot. Tomar B'Shelo Lishmo, but Shelo Lishmo is only pasul El B'Pesach V'Chatat. So perhaps there we're not as severe, not as strict. Alam Rashi Hachakamar. He said this was the Kal V'Chomer that Rav Yirmi originally said. Umab Mokar Shemar Harini Shochet L'Shem Ploni Shu Kasher. Think about this. Remember that Shinui Baalim is not like Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh applies to all four Avodot. Shinui Baalim can happen at any of the four Avodot, but it only applies to Zrika. So therefore, if you shechted for the purpose of Ploni, it's Kasher. Ploni being some other person, not the owner, it's Kasher. But Lizork Damao Shelo Lishmo L'Shem Ploni, Pasul. But if you said, I'm shechting it in order to Zrika Tadam L'Shem Ploni, it's Pasul. So that means that an independent thought at Shechita is valid, but that same thought, eschita duzukat adam for that thought, is invalid. So makom shemar harini shochet shalishman shu pasul, but in the case of Pesach and Chatat, when you do shchita shalishmo, it's pasul. Shadom and Adizok taman shalishman, or din she pasul, that's the Kal V'Chomer. And that was the one that Rav Yirmiya evidently stated. Rabbi Ila, in the meantime, so you're a shalkish. What was his support for a shalkish? The Torah did not need to tell me that there is an invalidity of doing zrika shalolishmo. I could have figured that out between shchita and kabbalah, which I had both of those. Zevach shlamim korbano and makrivat dam shlamim. Why did I need hazoreka dam shlamim? Why did the Torah set up Zrika as an independent statement? To tell you that we do not consect one avodah to another, and each avodah stands as an independent unit. So Papa turns and says, maybe it's there to tell you the opposite, that all the avodot are connected to each other. So the answer we give is that if that were the case, the Torah would not need to say Zrika, and then I would know that Machashim Navod Avoda from the Kal V'Chomer that we just worked on and got through. Now, V'idach, and what's the response to that? Parechachim, Malahanach, Shekin Tu'unot Safon, V'yeshna Machatot HaPnimiyot. The reason that Zrika had to be spelled out is because Shechita V'Kabbalah will not give you Zrika, because Shechita V'Kabbalah, in the case of Kodesh HaKodeshim, are only in the north side of the Azara, and they both exist in the case of Chatat Pnimit, and Zrika neither of those is true about Zrika. So V'Idach, Hashtabiyah B'Shlamim Kayamin. The answer to that would be, we're talking about Shlamim, and Shlamim, of course, don't have any Chatat Pnimit, it's not a Chatat, and Shlamim don't need to have Tzafon, or Kabbalah B'Tzafon, or Shechita B'Tzafon. Okay, so now, Itmar, Shechata Lishma, Lizrok Tamash Lishma, our case. So now we go to Bavel. We had a Machloket in Tveria, and I'm on Bavel. Rav Nachman Amar Psula, like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Mark Shira, like Rish Lakish. Fahadabe Rabba, Lagabe Rav Nachman, Kabbalachom Ravashi. Rabba ended up changing his mind, accepting Rav Nachman's position, because of the Kabbalachom Ravashi that we worked on in most of the Sugya. Okay, now, the next line of the Mishnah that we're going to deal with is Rabbi Eliezer's addition of Asham to the Korbanot that become Pasul, if done Shelo Lishmo, along with Chatat and Pesach. Av Asham, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. This is a Braita that expands and gives us the backstory, if you will, about his position. Chatat Baal Chet, Asham Baal Chet, that part's in our Mishnah. So far, that's like our Mishnah. Now, his buddy, Amaro Lo Rabbi Yeshua, his colleague said to him, Lo, you can't compare the two. Where does the dam of the chatat go? It goes above that red line that goes around the Mizbeach, which is called Chuta Sikra, and it is put on the upper side of the wall of the Mizbeach, above that line. Amar lo Reb Eliezer, unlike an Hasham that goes below. Amar lo Reb Eliezer, Pesach Yochiach. He says, but Pesach will prove my point because Damo lemata ushchatos shmo pasul. The dam of the Pesach, like all shlomim, goes on the lower part of the Mizbeach, like an Hasham, and it's still pasul shelo lishmo. So Rabbi Shua, Mala Pesach, Shekins Mano Kavua. Pesach has another Chumra, which is, it's got a one very limited set time, the afternoon of the 14th. Unlike Hasham and Chatat. Rabbi Eliezer, Chatat Tochiach. So Rabbi Eliezer says, the Chatat proves that that's a non-issue, because Chatat is at any time, and also has Shelo Lishmo. Now at that point, we would expect Rabbi Eliezer to argue B'mehatzad, that Chatat and Pesach each pull in different directions, and we have to find the common denominator. He doesn't do so, and the Gemara will discuss why. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Chozrani Chalila. Now we're going back in circles, and so we're not going to get anywhere. And we'll see why it's not from outside. Now, Chazar Rabbi Eliezer v'dano din acher. So Rabbi Eliezer now tried a different tack. Chatat nemar bahi b'shchita. When it comes to chatat, we have the word he in the context of shchita, and I put the pasuk on the page. Means he lishma ksheira shalishma psua. It has to be what in chatat is. Pesach nemar bohu zevach pesachu bisvicha at shchita hu lishma kasher shalishma pasul. So both those have psukim or specific words of who or he to tell us that shalishma is pasul. Afasham nemar bohu. In the case of an asham, it says asham hu lishma kasher shalishma pasul. What's Rabbi Yeshua's answer? Chatat rahi b'shchita. It says that at the point of Shechita. Pesach nemar hu bizvicha, zevach pesach hu. Hu lishma kasher shlo lishma pasul. But aval Hashem lo nemar bohu ela alachar akterat emurin. It says Hashem hu after you've already put up the emurin on the mizbeach. Now it's a proper Hashem. For what's most look to emurin kasher. And by the way, if you didn't burn the emurin, the korban is still kasher. So this hu cannot be an indispensability of the korban. So Amar lo Eliezer, he comes back and says, Hare Omer, Kachatat Ka'asham. This is his third answer. The Torah says, Kachatat Ka'asham, meaning an Asham is like a Chatat. Hashem Shlo Lishmo Pasul. Okay, that's the Braita. It's Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Eliezer. Good. Amar Mar, let's analyze it. Amar lo Rabbi Shua, Chozani Chalila. So Rabbi Shua said, we're going in circles with the Chatat and then the Pesach. So now our question is, when they had the Din of Leitav Mahat said, why don't you go back and say, well, you got Chatat and you got Pesach, lo rizeh ki rizeh, and Mamat Sad, Mamat Sinu. What is the common feature? So why doesn't he do that? Shum de'ika l'mifrach, mal tzad ha'shev shebehen, sheken yesh ben tzad karet. The answer is Pesach and Chatat has something unique that Hashem doesn't have, and that is an association with karet. Of course, it's opposite sides. A Pesach, if you don't bring it, you're chayiv karet, and a Chatat is brought for something of karet. But they still have a karet connection. Excuse the pun, and Hashem does not. Now, back to the argument. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Loi Amarta Chatat Sheken Dama Lamala. That was his first argument, or his first claim, which is that the Dama of the Chatat goes Lamala, and therefore you cannot compare it to the Hashem. Volemale, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer back? Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua argue instead as follows? Amarta Chatat Sheken Nichnas Dama Lefanai Lefim. A Chatat, sometimes the Dama will go inside, like the Par Helen Davishal Tzibar and Par Kohen Mashiach, which we dealt with in Horayot, Par Yom Kippurim, they go inside, unlike an Hasham. So the answer is B'chatat HaChatziniot Kamrina. We're talking about a regular Chatat, which is only outside in the courtyard. Why doesn't he bring a different thing, which is, if the Dam of outside Chatat goes inside, into the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's Pasul, which you don't have with Hasham. So therefore, Chatat has another Chumrah. The answer is, Yilav Eliezer HaFasham. Rabbi Eliezer holds that that's true about an Hasham, so Rabbi Yeshua can't use that. Shekein Mechav and Achav Yekreitot. Why didn't you say a Chatat is more Chamur because Mechav of people who are Chayiv Kreitot? The answer is, Mechatat to Shmiat Kol. Rabbi Eliezer could answer, wait, Shmiat Kol, if you violate Shvuat HaIdut, you're Chayiv Chatat, but that doesn't carry a Karet with it, so that's not true either. So why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say Shekein Tuna Arba Matanot? After all, a Chatat, you have to put Dam on all four walls of the Mizbeach, unlike every other Korban generally, which is two, one on each corner, so you're touching all four walls. And some of them are only one Matanachat. The answer is Rabbi Yeshua, Dam Ar Kol HaDamim Tunin Arba, Kol HaDamim Tuna Arba Matanot. Every Korban needs Arba Matanot. Right? Al Arba Kornot, why doesn't he say that? The fact that it goes on all four corners. V'litamecha Ika Etzba, there's also the fact to use the finger. Aika Karen has to go on the corner. Aika Chudat has to go on the tip of the Karen. In other words, there are things that are unique about a Chatat. Why did he pick Damala Mala? The answer is, Elachad mitrei tlat taminak, and he picked one of the few that were there. He could have picked chudai, he could have picked etzpa. He picked damalamala. Now, Amar Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua comes back and gives his counter. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer answer him? Asham nami damalamala. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer say that the dam of the asham is also lamala? Because maybe that could be his argument. Rabbi says there's no way anybody could argue that the dam of the asham goes on the upper side of the mizbeach. How do I know that? Kal v'chomer me'ola. Think about this. Ma ola shi kalil, an ola is all burned up to God. It's very holy. Dam alamata, but the dam still goes below. Asham sheinu kalil kol shekein. Asham, it's not all burned up. It's eaten by the Kohanim. Certainly it can't go up on the upside. So mal ola shekein v'chaperet. That's not true. An ola doesn't bring direct kapara for somebody. Asham does. The answer is chatata of tochia. Chatata of goes up above, and it is it is machaper. It goes below, and it is machaper. So you see, above and below is not related to kapara. So malachata of shekene in a min zevach, but that's not a zevach. That's a malika. That's an of, and therefore that really can't be used. The answer is ola tochiach. A korban ola will be ochiach because it is a beima, and it goes below. So lo rizekri zeh, lo rizekri zeh. So now we have things pulling in different directions. Hatsara shaveh shavehen. What do we have as a tsara shaveh? Shekotche kotchim and dama namata. Ola and asham are kotche kotchim and the dam is below. And chatata ofer below. Afanevi asham, shukotche kotchim and dama namata. So therefore asham also has to go below. Good. Amrali ravam parziki al ravashi. Says the velifroch, why can't we ask on that, Sara Shaveh, and say that the Asham could still go Lamala, and therefore save Rabbi Eliezer in his first argument? Mala Sara Shaveh and Shekein Ein Lahen Kitzva. Think about this. An Ola and a Chatata Of, you can spend as much money or as little money as you want. Tomorrow, Asham Shesh of Kitzva, and Asham has Shtei Kesef, Shtei Ma Kesef. That's the amount. So, Elahainu Tamin Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer has a whole different reason for not coming back with Asham being Lamala. That a Kohen who performs the Chatat says, has to put the Dam up there, above. Ota Dam Alamala, again, Ota, Vendam Oshal Acher Milamala. That's the only one that has the Dam Lamala. So Yach Chatat Nami Neima, Ota Lishmak Sherash Lishmak Shepsula. So if Rabbi Eliezer is willing to accept Ota as an exclusive phrase, then why doesn't he say the same thing about the Lishma, about the Chatat? Ota Lishma, Sherash Lishma Psula. So you should say all of the korbanot, which is what we say, are kasher, and not try to push asham into the same category. The answer is ahu ota lav davka. That ota you can't read narrowly because asher pesach, because we all agree pesach shelo lishma was pasul and pesach wasn't included. So clearly that ota is not exclusive. So chanami lav davka. So why don't you say that the ota about the dam lamala is also lavdavka dashir ola ta'of? Because ola ta'of goes lamala, and it should be excluded. The answer is zvicha mielo shir midi. But when it comes to zvicha, to zvachim, really nothing was left out. Everything was excluded, only chatatz in. V'baiteva, you could argue, hamani rabbi Elazar rabbi Shimon hi. That this follows the opinion of rabbi Elazar rabbi Shimon, damar haimakom lachud vahaimakom lachud. That the chatat is the only korban at all that is dam lamala in its place. The olata of has its dam lamala, but in a different place. Titania damim atachtonim temichuta sikra lamata. Sikra lamata. The blood that goes below goes from the chuta sikra down. Valyonim ichuta sikra lamala. The upper ones go anywhere above. Amar b'loz of Shimon. Let's talk about olata of. Aval chatat beima. It's ma inaseit ala gufa shokher. It has to be done right at the corner of the mizbeach, at each one of the four corners, on the actual, put it on the horn itself, which means that chatat beima is the only korban that's brought in that particular place, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua's claim against Rabbi Eliezer is now a strong and fortified claim. Go pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with the next piece, which will take us all the way to the end of this discussion and to the next Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.